Lecture 9, Moses Maimonides' Philosophy of Judaism.
We have now come to speak about the pinnacle of Jewish culture in the Islamic world. And of course, that surrounds the great Moses Maimonides, the 12th century philosopher and legalist. And clearly, he deserves much more than a half an hour. There is an industry already of scholarship about Maimonides in all kinds of languages. There's even a journal called Maimonides Studies. And for me to even attempt within a few minutes to try to describe this remarkable personality and scholar is indeed an audacious act. But of course, I will try. And of course, we want to present him within the context of that wonderful debate between him and Yudah Levi, or at least to show you that we have here two polarities which really do express in their dialectic with each other something of the essence of this very fascinating culture. Maimonides' life and career illustrate both the high and low points of Judeo-Islamic culture. He was born in Cordova, so we are still there, but right before his bar mitzvah at the age of 13, he had to flee because of the persecution of these Berber tribes we mentioned called the Almohades. First he goes to North Africa, and eventually he settles in Egypt, where he becomes the physician of the vizier of Egypt, and there he becomes an extremely important figure, the most important Jewish figure within the Egyptian environs. He earns his living, as we saw in the case of Chasda ibn Shaprut, as a physician. And here again, medicine allows this individual not only to establish his credentials economically, but also to become a towering figure within the larger culture. And these examples, therefore, Maimonides of Chasda and so on, repeat themselves throughout Jewish history in this period and later periods as well. What is amazing about Maimonides is that despite an active medical career, he is also a prolific writer. And prolific doesn't even do justice to describing the extraordinary output of his writing. First, at about the age of 20, his commentary on the Mishnah. You recall the Mishnah, the legal code of Jewish law. And then later on, he writes his own code of Jewish law, a summary in Hebrew of all the Talmudic discussions, organized according to his own system, which he calls the Mishneh Torah. Not to be confused either with Torah or Mishnah, this is Mishneh Torah, or also known as the Yad HaChazakah, or the strong hand. In either case, Jews know this text to be one of the foundational texts of Jewish law. And particularly among Sephardic Jews, that is Jews living within Spain, within the Islamic orbit, this becomes the basic summary of Jewish law. Some say that he wrote this text primarily because he wanted people to master the subtleties of the Talmudic arguments and to move from the Talmud to study philosophy. That is not all totally clear, but nevertheless, it is clear that his other major work indeed underscored the importance of philosophy for him and became indeed the classic of Jewish philosophy. In Hebrew, it is called the Moreh Nevuchim. In English, the Guide for the Perplexed. And this work was clearly significant. It was translated into Latin and eventually many other languages. We have a very fine English translation of this text. It was known to Thomas Aquinas. It was known in the Christian world and in the Islamic world. And it became a classic of medieval philosophy. And here, therefore, we have a wonderful example of how philosophy in general as a field is an ecumenical field, and that the same kinds of issues, questions, and the same kinds of solutions that are offered can be found within all three religious faiths. Whether a Jew is writing, it can be picked up and used, for example, by Aquinas in terms of scholastic thought.